From this spot, you should get a good view across the lake, both to the north and south. There will always be some water birds on the lake all year round, which you should be able to spot or listen out for from here. Some of our resident species are mute swans, moorhens, coots, black-headed gulls, and mallards. We always have at least one breeding pair of mute swans, sometimes two. The mute swan is a very territorial bird and will chase invaders off their lake. They can be aggressive when they have their young, called cygnets. Our mute swans make a large and impressive nest at the side of the lake made from dried reeds, and then lay between 2 and 9 eggs in April or May. The cygnets will stay with their parents throughout the summer, autumn and winter until March the following year, as they lose their grey downy feathers, which are replaced with their white adult flight feathers. Then the parents will chase them away so they can start to build their next nest for another brood. Although they're called mute swans, they do make a variety of noises, most commonly hoots or hisses, especially when they are protecting their young cygnets. Mallards are very common and the males are easily identified by their green, iridescent head, especially in the spring when they compete to attract a mate. The females are much less colourful, so they are camouflaged when sitting on their nest, which they make on the banks of the lake. They will have up to 12 fluffy ducklings each spring. If you visit in spring or summer, you will see the ducklings swimming closely behind their mother. Coots have black feathers and white beaks. They are quite cross birds and often seen quarrelling with each other as well as other birds. Moorhens look very similar but have red and yellow beaks and large yellow feet. They are shy birds and often hide in the reeds. When they are scared, you might see them running across the surface of the water to find somewhere to shelter. Occasionally, you might see grey herons stood still in the water's edge, or cormorants perched on a tree. They both feed on small fish. Particularly in the early morning, you can often see the cormorants standing with their wings outstretched, drying them after diving for fish. If you are especially lucky, you might also catch sight of a kingfisher perched in a tree or on the bank of the lake or river, or their bright blue flash as they fly past. Now continue along the path until you reach the top of the lake and the next stopping point.